The Iraqi prison abuse scandal has caused a political crisis for British Prime Minister Tony Blair. The Bush administration's closest ally has already apologized for any abuses that British troops may have committed. But Blair's opponents are asking how much longer British troops should remain in Iraq. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Last week, British lawyer Phil Shiner filed claims for compensation against the British government on behalf of Iraqi families whose loved ones died at the hands of British soldiers. Not all died in jail. He called their stories distressing and disturbing.
A man beaten to death in custody. Another beaten in custody and made to swim a river and then drowned because of his injuries, made him unable to swim. A woman shot in her home with her family. Another man shot dead whilst he prepared for morning prayers.
The first man Shiner mentioned, the one beaten to death in custody, was Baha Musa, a hotel clerk, a widower in his 20s with two young sons. According to reports months ago in British newspapers, he and seven other men were kicked, bruised, and bloodied by British troops during a raid on the hotel in September. British government officials, from Prime Minister Tony Blair on down, are facing strong criticism over prisoner abuses. Yesterday, members of Parliament questioned British Defence Secretary Geoff Hoon over why the government appeared to ignore an International Committee of the Red Cross report it received in February that specifically mentions Musa's case. Hoon said the government had responded shortly after Musa's death in September.
A Royal Military Police investigation was launched at that time. The case has featured frequently in the media since then. It was also the subject of an Amnesty International letter-writing campaign. It follows, therefore, that by the time the ICRC referred to the case, a thorough investigation was already well underway, and the government had made frequent public comment about it.
There are allegations against British soldiers not mentioned in the Red Cross report. One, that UK soldiers forced prisoners to have sex with each other, is expected to result in charges soon. Amnesty International published a new report yesterday saying British troops opened fire and killed Iraqi civilians in a number of incidents Amnesty says didn't appear to require lethal force. Sir Menzies Campbell, foreign affairs spokesman for Britain's Liberal Democratic Party, says the question of what government officials knew and when they knew it carries great political significance.
All of this is going to make it very much more difficult for our troops to fulfill the difficult responsibilities we've given them. All of it is going to be seized upon by those who wish to argue, not just in Iraq, but throughout the whole of the Middle East, that the coalition forces are an army of occupation and not, as they claim, an army of liberation.
Britain has about 7,500 troops in Iraq right now, the most from any single country except the United States. The government is considering sending more, perhaps to replace Spanish troops in particularly volatile areas such as Najaf. In Parliament yesterday, Conservative Party member Edward Lee asked British Defence Secretary Hoon for details on the government's endgame.
Are more troops to be sent? Are existing troop numbers adequate? What is their strategy eventually for extricating ourselves from this morass? Or are they just hoping for the best while our troops are put in more and more danger?
Hoon said the security situation is too complex to give a definitive answer now.
There have been occasions in which we have sent more troops to deal with specific problems, but no decisions have taken to that effect as yet.
Several recent polls have shown a majority of Britons believe British troops should stay in Iraq. But one taken for the Independent newspaper, just as the photos of prisoner abuse were emerging, found 55% of Britons support a troop pullout by June 30th, the date Iraq is supposed to regain sovereignty. Emily Harris, NPR News, London.